Hello and welcome to the 20-minute guided body scan practice. So we can begin just by sitting in a comfortable chair or on your meditation cushion using an upright posture, alert, aware, yet relaxed. Alternatively, you can lie down. This can be done lying on the floor or even lying in bed. So we can begin just by getting a general overview of how your body feels right now. How does your posture feel? Do you feel tired or awake? Is there any stress or tension in the body somewhere? Maybe you feel calm, okay, alert. Just noticing the body's experience right now. I'm becoming aware of the breath as you feel it rising and falling in the body. Letting go or surrendering into the sensations of breath. We can also notice the feeling, the flow of breath as it moves in and out of the nostrils. We're going to move our attention through the body like a spotlight or a laser beam. Just spending a few moments resting with whatever sensations we find. Just holding the feeling of the body in a very open, silent awareness. If we come across a sensation or an emotion that feels too big, too powerful, then we can just shift the attention back into the breath in the body and the nose until we're ready to come back down into the body. So we can begin just by directing our attention down into the big toes. What's happening in your big toes right now? Can you find them? It's almost like you're listening for any sensations that they are producing. And then just moving our spotlight of attention along through the other toes into the little toes. Can you find your little toes just through your attention, just through your awareness? Can you locate them? And then we can shift that spotlight of attention into both feet. Noticing how the feet feel right now. Are they hot or cold, tingly, numb, painful, pleasant? What can you notice? From the feet, we can move our attention up into both ankles, resting our attention with the ankles. What can we notice? Just staying quiet, just aware, just allowing these sensations to be here, to be felt, to be met. And from the ankles, we can direct our attention into the lower legs, becoming aware of your calves and calf muscles. Do they feel loose, relaxed? Are they tight? And the shin bones. What's happening in your shins? How do they feel? From the shins, we can move up, placing our attention into both knees. Do the knees feel intense, numb, neutral? Just feeling into whatever's here. From the knees, we can move up again, this time into the upper legs, the thighs. Noticing the weight of the thighs on the cushion or chair. Again, it's almost like we're listening to the thighs. What can we hear? What can we notice? Do they feel alive? Is there blood flowing? Sensation? Tingling? Is it possible to notice the thigh bones? From the thighs, we can move up again, this time into the pelvis, the hips, noticing your bum on the chair. Just holding that entire area in silent awareness. From the pelvis and hips, we can shift our attention up now into the belly. What can we notice about the belly in this moment? Is it tight? Is it relaxed? Is it soft? Are you hungry or full? Perhaps there's an emotional content there. Whatever's here, we just make some room for it to be allowed, to be felt. And moving the attention into the ribs and diaphragm, following the breath up into the chest and lungs. Just spending a few moments with that easy rhythm of breath, rising and falling in the body. Staying aware of that movement. And see if you can notice your heartbeat. Next, we can shift the attention into the shoulders. What are you meeting in the shoulders? What's here? Are they tight? Are you holding them? Are they relaxed and easy? Just meeting whatever's here. Letting these sensations be felt rather than argued with or pushed away. Becoming aware of the back of the shoulders as well, the shoulder blades. What can we notice there? Then becoming aware of the back and the spine. Noticing the middle of the back, the lower back, the spine, how it relates to your posture. Just aware of the back and spine. Moving our attention back into the shoulders. For a moment, just resting with the shoulders again. And then moving our attention down into the upper arms. What can we notice there? Into the elbows. Is it possible to locate your elbows just through your attention? Moving into the forearms. Into the wrists. And then into both hands. Really soaking our awareness in the sensations of the hands. Does your left hand feel different to your right hand? From the hands, we can shift the attention up into the neck, the throat. Becoming aware of your pulse in the neck. Noticing if you have a sore throat, including those sensations. Or perhaps there's some emotion in the form of tightness. Again, just feeling into that tightness, that constriction. Noticing the back of the neck as well. And then moving our attention into the face. So becoming aware of the jaw. Is it locked, shut? Is it loose? Tongue, lips, cheeks, and cheekbones. Nostrils, the air moving in and out of the nose. Can you find the tip of your nose? The bridge of the nose. Feeling into both eyes. Eyeballs, eyelids. The muscles around the eyes and the eyebrows. Forehead and temples. If you have a headache, you can include that sensation. Does your left ear feel different to your right ear? And becoming aware of the scalp, top of the head. The back of the head. And then your crown, the very top of your head. See if you can find that. And then paying attention to the whole of the head. Okay, including any internal sensations of pressure or tightness. Maybe your ears are ringing. Being aware of all of that as it happens. And then we can open up that awareness to include the whole of the body. Becoming aware of the body from the toes to the top of the head. Not looking for a particular sensation or part of the body, but just holding this living organism in a wide open awareness. Staying quiet, but remaining aware of any sensations that arise. Just resting in this aliveness. From this wide open awareness, everything is allowed, everything is given space. This is the place to meet ourselves without resistance. From a wide open awareness, we can now cultivate a very detailed awareness. So now we can just choose an aspect of our experience that we'd like to pay closer attention to. It can be an ache or a pain, a feeling of discomfort or tightness somewhere in the body. It can be a feeling of relaxation, it can be your breath, it can be anything really. Just something we can focus on, something we can explore in more detail. And we can just locate that sensation in the body, Where does it live? And just resting with that when we find it. So we can zoom into it a little bit, just as if we were looking at it through a microscope. Only the microscope is our own attention, our ability to be aware. So we can discover right now, does this sensation have a colour? Does it change colours? Is it one colour? Perhaps there's no colour associated with it. Just have a look. Does this sensation have a shape? Is it square, round? Is it a blob? Is it changing shape? Does it have an edge? Is it well defined? Or does it merge or melt into the next sensation? And just check if it spreads through the body. So is there another part of the body that feels associated or connected to that sensation? Is this sensation solid, like a rock, hard, unbreakable, dense, weighty? Or is it light, fizzy? Is it bubbling? And finally, we can just zoom in a little bit more. So see if you can find out whether or not this sensation that we're aware of has a center, a core, a middle. Zooming right in just to see what we can find there. Then we can zoom out, becoming aware of the body as a whole, becoming aware of the entire body once again. The body is a single unified experience. Just getting a general overview of how the body feels now. What's different from where we started? And how about the mind? How has this practice affected the mind at all? So just take a direct look at your mind right now. What's changed? In a moment, I will ring the bell 3 times just to finish. Just see if you can stay with each chime until it fades into silence. So thank you for sitting with me, and I hope you found that practice useful.